Well, Michael and I would like to welcome you back to another recording of the Saturn-Earth Connection. Our website is helloearth.info, and today is Tuesday, July 27th, 2010, and this is hour 140 with Michael from Maui, Hawaii. Michael was taken to a huge luminescent sphere near Saturn as a student visitor and returned to Maui with their flowing dialogue. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Curtis, and welcome back, everyone, and to the new ones. I guess, Curtis, you were mentioning there's a lot of new numbers adding up all the time, daily. Is it about 100 people daily, or just
there's over 100 new people daily, unique IPs, they're called, coming to Hello Earth. And the Michael connection is above the NASA connection to show that more people are coming because of you than just checking out NASA stuff. But like Michael said, it was the photographs that NASA showed everyone that is the reason Michael even contacted us.
Yes, because the... what I'm talking about, of course, could be easily brushed off as some gobbledygook. There's a lot of people that just brush off many things, you know, like the Bible and things like that. And they're essentially disengaged from the celestial holographic governance that really rules the universe or causes it to, you know, to expand, grow, and become more organized. And they're part of the chaotic side that really chases their tails. And it has so many limits. Our mind, our mechanistic mind, our mind that thinks and reasons is so powerful, yet so limited, and yet there are so many people who do not want to move beyond its basic limits into the higher realms of understanding and knowing. And this is where the higher or spiritual channels and communication channels of circuits, you might say, of understanding and knowledge come in, which really engages mind, this thought process. So it's just sometimes sad that there are many who are not attuned or even wanting to be pressed forward by the motive of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of service, discovery, and guidance toward the Father fractal in us, Christ in us, Jesus in us. But anyway, it's last week was something that I talked about was and higher, or apparently a more public show of the celestials themselves, angels, who are, looks like moving into China, because China is going to become another enlightened nation. One of the things that I remember that was a complete erasure, nearly erasure of this song by Miss America Pie by Don McLean, which at the time of my adventure with Tan and Nella taken to the New Jerusalem out there by Saturn, it was just kind of, you know how songs just run through your head, you know, Curtis, sometimes they just keep being in there.
Yeah, that's right.
And it made it a little, it made it a little bit difficult sometimes for Nella to get the idea of what was going on in my mind. And said, well, I'll stop that for you, but I'll let you remember that and more appropriate time. And what happened was, yeah, there was a time, I guess in one of the recordings back there, it was far ahead of the, not very far ahead, but ahead of the economic meltdown or, you know, that problem we had, that challenges the United States, America, and I guess the rest of the world right now, this was given back to me as a remembrance, and also the timing. So uniquely, what's going to happen is there is a movement in the Celestials' overall plan, and they wanted to us to understand that they are moving toward China. Now, one of the important things is the plan never changes. Maybe the names change, but the plan doesn't change. The understanding that challenges every hopeful soul out there that is looking for truth will eventually find it. And they're there to uplift China, who is probably ready for a much greater understanding of their place within our grand universe and this plan of eternal destiny and uplift. And their society, of course, is quite grand and beautiful in terms of much of what they have built and are continuing to build in a technological and civilized society. But along with that is an important aspect, which is their how they govern their society. Of course, the United States has allowed itself to become entangled with a external and non-human entity called finance and banking, which is now becoming more and more entangled with extremely high-speed, mechanistic, non-feeling, non-human intervention, which is literally destroying lives, and in serious ways. And some of these people are the real criminals out there, who are followed the lost ways of the manipulation, the lost the ways in which we're designed to lose contact with the plan of our society, our very humanity as a starting point in terms of destiny and divinity, divinity attainment. And this is all part of what I had been enlightened to, or really shown, because I was very disturbed at the strength of the movement at the time, back in the 60s and 70s, to completely crush God out of society. And leave human, or leave our society with only science as a religion. Today, of course, there's more and more of what is truth entering in, and that science is becoming more and more acute and astute and understanding where things are truly, and they're approaching rapidly from the other end in the religious standpoint towards center, which is truth. And discovering that they're pointing at the same truth, and that there has to be a real organization that is beyond chance. So anyway, that's just a little bit of background in terms of where and what is happening, in terms of why these celestials are moving. They're moving away from one area, moving for the whole development of the entire planet in terms of its consciousness. It's where its mind, its heart is at. And interestingly enough, China is not necessarily a totally money-driven society. You know, they have a communist base to it, which is kind of egalitarian, kind of equalizing the levels of society. Although in my visit to China and Beijing area, noticed there was a pretty good-sized disparity between, you know, people. It was primarily those who were driving around nice-looking cars were involved in the government or the banking system. And those that were running around with bicycles were just the regular people and workers of the day. And yet, today we see it more and more filling out in the middle, which is an important in terms of elevating the society of China. But apparently, according to the observation of the celestials themselves, China is going to be in need or is becoming more receptive toward an awakening and realization that planet Earth is just one planet and a multiplicity of planets out there, sentient and alive and intelligent beings, and to what extent they may have had interface in the ancient times. It's still implanted in the Forbidden City and their history and things like that. So they're in pretty, you know, kind of open to information, and it's so open that, you know, it's all in the news. So anyway, that's where it is. So what I see and what I understand is that there's going to be greater awakening there.
China is planning on going to the moon soon, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of China wants to go to the moon. You know, space is being rapidly explored, and our movement into space is quite engaged by larger governments of this world. So what is more important is that the way of looking at, you know, these types of large unidentified occurrences or unknown are not so important for them to squelch.
Well, technologically, China seems to be well advanced. I mean, they have spacecraft and they're launching them. And I was just looking on the web just now just to see if I could see when they were planning on going to the moon. But it looks like they have spent or sent spacecraft up there 3 years ago, November 2007. So China makes a lot of great stuff for us, and they are... the celestials like the Chinese. They don't shoot at them, and they're much more open to celestial beings in the sky. That last week when you talked about those vision of angels in heaven, or the angels in the sky, that was some photograph.
Yeah, wide awake. Photograph of the reality that is taking place, and is the rest of the world being passed over? No, the rest of the world is not being passed over. There is just more focus there right now. Overall, this planet, planet Earth, Urantia, you know, is got some very unique characteristics in its development. Those who are familiar with the Urantia book will look at the typical and normal developmental worlds, or worlds that go through toward the extended goal of light and life. However, what is interesting about our intersect with that is that we're not following that rule. Our planet is totally running on an experimental plane, in tangent with it. In other words, it's as if the plan didn't squarely land on our planet, the plan of ascension, the plan of enlightenment and understanding and ever-growing teaching and knowledge and civilization building and all of that, didn't follow that plan. And of course, when we look back in history, we see it went through all kinds of perturbations. You know, there were wars and societies that extended themselves and died, and great empires built and empires lost, and belief systems that reigned for a while and fell. However, all along through the is a thread that is very interesting. Is the intersect by the Creator Son, by our Creator Son, and we know him as Jesus Christ. He came and he first instigated, prior to his coming, a need that there should be some preparation done, but not for blanketing the planet. So it was more of a pinpoint affair. Ended up selecting out a group. Anyway, that group was, now we know it's well known, it's the very people that crucified him or killed him. Those were the Israelites, and they were stuck in the Roman Empire. In any case, what has happened since then? There have been many who have not followed the normal plan of ascension, and have literally, by his selection, been just taken out and bypass many of the developmental places. And one of the interesting things is the place of the New Jerusalem orbiting Saturn. What is that place? It is definitely not, as the Urantia book calls, the mansion world. But in my opinion, and what I have seen, experienced, and the amount of training and interface that is going there, and a number of celestials that are being involved, it is a very special development in one of the more affixed plans of mortal ascension toward becoming a divine being, or a fused mortal, a mortal who is fused with divinity or the Father fractal, and made into a truly divine spiritual creature. This has changed. There is, in terms of our planet, so the overall plan, maybe for the rest of the universe, may find itself still under its development. But for planet Earth and Urantia, there are a lot of intervention that is happening by that. The key things to understand is the recognition principle. The recognition principle, in order to pass these developmental worlds and truly ascend on a much quicker pace than lifetimes over and lifetimes over at various Urantia levels, is to have been chosen by the Creator Son himself. There's a little bit of that is mentioned in the Urantia book, maybe one word. It's called sun-seized mortals. When a son, Creator Son, seizes a mortal, he goes by his prerogative and selects. And these individuals can proceed on to higher realms of development, primarily, usually forming a trinitized level of development, moving on quite quickly through that plane. One of the interesting things is because of the tough times that this planet has gone through, many, many souls have been trained through this tough time and have received this seizure. They have literally been taken through a preliminary test, very similar to the test in which happened to the disciples. The disciples themselves who walked and talked with Jesus as the man, again encountered him after the resurrection of this experience, caused Christ to not necessarily be as recognizable as he was as a man. Many times they looked upon him and did not recognize his features, his physical features. But indeed what happened was they recognized him, his personality, and who he was, speaking through the Marantia level of renewal in which he was. And he was really a higher level being, or actually, you know, the same, or nearly the same road that we will be moving in terms of development. What happened was they had to see that recognition, they had to suddenly recognize him. And I know exactly what that is like, because the point of recognition is an amazing point of complete knowledge and interface into the full reflective circuits of the Holy Spirit. In other words, you know without a doubt who you're talking with the universe creator, son, the actual ruler of the universe. And that many times does not happen. So a person cannot necessarily be seized out if he doesn't recognize who he's talking with or what's happening. So there may be a type of exchange which may be personal, or personality type, or maybe other types in which the Creator Son is recognized, and the individual out of this troubled planet can be chosen for seizure. In other words, to move out or away from the normal resurrection in terms of a developmental plane of Marantia development. So that's what is the interesting thing, is that in the New Jerusalem, all levels were there of Marantia development, and yet they seem to be people who were able to be moving through that, or moving. There's a lot of questions that many of the celestials have in terms of what we are experiencing. In other words, they don't know. Many times, if we have gone through trials and tests and hardship and tough times, whatever they may be, that has molded our character into a point of being a select individual. In other words, chosen out of this world. It is many times because of becoming disentangled with the world's methodology, or being rejected of the world, or even, you know, put into a poor position.
Who's being rejected? Is someone being rejected? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they reject or persecute, and many are killed for their understanding and testimony.
You mean killed by the Romans or killed by us?
Well, actually, it's as recent as, you know, our own time right now. It's just that China at one time was very, very into quieting their public or citizenry with various reasons, whether it be political or religious or scientific or literary. It has a terrible past, but I think that has pretty much passed its way. My visit to China, they look upon Mao Zedong as just a history figure, and pretty much what he said doesn't go anymore. So they're working on a different level of communist society, more egalitarian, so more trying to be more equal, and yet not so much, well, not as much watching out the needs of the individual. I think there's more understanding coming into the society today that they've got to watch out because of the level of understanding that is going to be coming out, knowledge is going to be coming out. Yeah, that the individuals who are, you know, not treated well really don't do good for their commerce. But there's more going on there than that, because then there's actually people who are looking at the purpose of life already, going back to that, not just simple survival or attainment of goods and services or wealth or things like that. So anyway, in any case, the concept and the pressure that I've received is to enlighten those who are a little bit more astute in the project you've drawn or uplift, is that there is a tangential program that is going on and has been going on by the very fact that we have had the Creator Son become our Savior, our Avona leader, Savior, and not just a high angel. Yet in the picture, there are many high angels. And according to witnesses, there are some number of some 50 of them that were viewable. And of course, those that can be seen, the number that cannot be seen or photographed is considerable beyond that. So there's going to be some great changes, guidances that will help the world follow a better pattern. It's interesting that there will be, of course, divisions that will happen. Yeah. So it's one of the parts of the, if you look at our history, the history of our world, there have always been divisions, but there has always been seemingly an uplift. And it seems to be easily seen in terms of our technology and our society and our civilization, but not necessarily in the total agreement or concept of peace. It's never been acquired. Yet the levels of our planet's civilization becoming more heightened is extremely rapid right now, and moving at a rate in which requires celestial guidance in order to properly interface into the governance of the universe, which is governed not necessarily by laws. There are laws, but these laws are well understood. They don't really need to be written down for interpretation. These laws and concepts are very much like, you know, physics laws, just operational laws. And what requires interfacing to those laws is not to have them written down in terms of, you know, of written and pinned down by human for human interpretation or guidance, but something that has been implanted in the very, very web of the universe. And access to that, of course, is made by the Holy Spirit, which gives us a complete functional relationship and our interface, plug-in, in other words. And that is one of the more important areas of, I guess, their program, to make sure that civilization, society, or country moves up in the ranking. They are given the opportunity to understand how to plug in. And this, of course, that does not necessarily come by religions of the world. It's a spiritual truth that transcends religions of the world. These spiritual truths, and they will be actually igniting the holographic governance through the divine fractals, the Christ in us.
The spiritual truth of the world?
The spiritual truth of the universe.
Of the universe.
Yeah. The world the world as a whole hasn't fully plugged in, mm-hmm. but as many as will, that's why it's a tangential interface. In other words, we're not fully engaged yet. In this case, there is a allowance for both those who can plug in and for those who can't or don't or actually can it's not cannot plug in. Who don't wish to plug in, and because of that, society will go on, but there will be a lot more and more and more people who are learning that the awakening will take place one person at a time, and it's coming to a greater and greater head that is the mission of these high origin leaders of angels of light, as you might say, moving into China.
And what do you mean? Mission. What do you mean, one person at a time?
Well, it's never. It is in one sense or another, mm-hmm. but it really is a personal interface.
Oh,
yeah. Because each individual, each individual is chosen out. And for our planet, uniquely, the sun sees concept of mortal selection is the highest probably in the universe of confused worlds like ours. In other words, the selection process was, a long time ago, but it continues on and on. And it was given a little bit of hint again, I repeat, Tan's words to my wife. And he said, this is not about power, and this is not about control. And I chose you. You didn't choose me. So this choosing from outside of our world is happening right now. So they're there to go and literally start to pluck out of this world, seize out of this world, those individuals who can and will interface. Not to mean they'll go out of this world, but they will become essentially not part of the system.
How about for the people who are here who want to be chosen? Can they choose Tan?
Of course. they can ready their hearts and ready their minds. The plan has always been open, but it doesn't eliminate, you know, people who have made mistakes in their lives, people who are in prison, people who have had, you know, perhaps even blood on their hands, you might say. They've done things wrong according to the laws of men and the ways of civilized man, supposedly, but not necessarily wrong in terms of the heart of the or the ways of the lower animal nature. But if they are rising above that base animal nature, and allowing the fractal of God to take more control, this is where their selection becomes more apparent or more realizable. You cannot guarantee your choice until you've made the right choice. Once that choice is correctly made, there is an interaction that happens. Essentially, these little terms like, the thought of light and everything are literal. They're really, truly, there's a time and really an individual soul wakes up, individual mind, heart wakes up to this fact. And the whole picture of their life changes. And it doesn't really matter whether they will spend time. It's essentially, this world offers us time in hardship, in a confused planet, to choose through the confusion the correct choice. And that's why we have this great effective individualized method of our selection. And it just continues on. It really was orchestrated by the Creator Son on a unique level. That's one of the most interesting things about Urantia, or our planet, as being a kind of like a, you know, backwards, behind the times, not following the great plan. Yet out of that, there is a tremendous amount of, you might say, good or positive that it has on the development of souls toward higher maturity, not just to make it to the end where the beginning really starts. In other words, to become a finaliter or finalize your Urantia development, but to actually become trinitized or deified in one form or another with a task of universe building.
So we should just allow God to take control. And each individual selected or chosen.
What the interesting point is, that God to take control is one of the points that is a mistake. God is in control. However, we are essentially out of His control. We're free agents to not say, to become, to go backwards and become, you know, automated under that guise, but to be a higher being of maybe mortal origin, but divinity destiny. This is the continuous message, a continuous teaching that I receive, and the level of which is as high as the universe beings can be. And there are so many classifications that fall beyond being, you know, to finalize and fuse and become a truly spirit fused being. It's more than that. That's why I was pressed to just this little hint that's given in the Urantia book called Sun Sees Mortals, to reiterate. These Sun Sees Mortals is exactly what I'm talking about. There are actually an extremely large number of them that will be coming onto this planet. All because of not only wanting to be chosen, choosing to be part of the interface and making that the inner journey, but to have attained a certain level of being, not only having the external understanding, like recognizing Jesus Christ in his physical self, but recognize knowing him to the point where he knows you and you know him, and that recognition takes place. And that is built. And after a while, it becomes a point in which you just get taken, chosen. And it is always after that recognition test. I went through that recognition test many years ago, prior to my ordination in the ministry, prior to, you know, a lot of things. But after, subsequent to being taken to the New Jerusalem and Saturn.
And we are free agents we're actually out of God's control, but we what we want to allow him to take control?
Oh, not take control. I mean, you have this like great informational interface, knowledge, inventiveness. You know, for yourself, you have your own patent. You know, being inventive enough to, you know, think for yourself freely, but yet have a basis of knowledge. So this basis of understanding and knowledge, you might say, is the interface back into the universe of the reflectivity circuit of the Holy Spirit. It's a tremendous advantage. From there we get living in live sessions that go beyond time. In other words, how can one Creator Son talk to everybody at the same time? But it's possible through that same circuitry, which is timeless. And that is where we at one end of that seem to be able to have this one-on-one relationship, yet in the whole from the opposite end, it is timeless and capable of doing everybody or talking with everybody all at the same time, or timelessness. So that's the reason that there's going to be a tremendous amount of this is being worked right now, so that the Creator Son will seize out, take, choose out, through his agents or himself, after going through the basis of tests, many individuals.
Well, it almost sounds complicated, but it's not that complicated.
Yeah, it just goes back to, okay, one-on-one, but I'm not going to, you know, we don't worry about, you know, being on that one-on-one basis, not realizing from the opposite perspective how grand this purpose is. In other words, it seems so great to have this one experience of recognizing the Creator Son, God, you know, essentially Jesus Christ, Him recognizing you and knowing you, and that seems to be such a high privilege, but yet when you look at it from His perspective, there's so many He's doing it with, so many, and it's like all at the same time, and you know, it's just a tremendous number that will be, you know, an increase as more and more people open their hearts to engage the Holy Spirit circuit. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit always is moving toward that engagement, which gives that interface into enlightened knowledge and relational points of view with the Creator Son on a personal level.
On a personal level for us?
Yes, on a personal level with us. Seems like it's an impossible thing, but it's not. It's just a dimensional limitation in our thinking.
Well, it's because there's so many people in the world and we're just one person.
Yeah, we look at everything as serially done. We don't realize that there, you know, when I go back in my day, I always have this, you know, this time in which I, you know, I know Morse code, which used to beep out all this, you know, code and write out letters with this, you know, take so long to put out one letter. Maybe E was easy, but, you know.
Yeah, a single dot.
Yeah, but then there's other ones that were a little more complicated. And and then, of course, streaming along in a serial line, and you're putting together basically words and sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to take a long time, and you wonder, well, you know, and then, of course, data communication going in, and yet, you know, similar, you allowed the machine to do it, and you had teletype.
All right.
And then from teletype, you went on to more higher levels of data. And, of course, right now, we're moving into levels in which one piece of wire that could only maybe do 100 words a minute, you're doing like 100 million words a minute, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then like taking a fiber and you do, you know, a trillion of that. And it just goes on and keeps going higher, and you realize that, wow, you know, I mean, taking the basic, all you need, because you really don't care about everybody else's conversation. When it's, you know, you're working with, you know, on the internet, you've got your terminal and you're on this net. You don't care how many millions of conversations are happening at the same time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And in a sense, that's kind of the way we should think about it too. And there will be more and more and more who will have high destiny, high destiny from our basically mortal origins through what was meant to cut us off with the high destiny. And by the way, Lucifer was a being of light, still is an angel of light, of a high origin, high destiny origin. It's like Ilana Nondek's son of light. But I was told by a Verondadek's son, who is higher in order than Lucifer was, that I was to attain, or the goal of humanity is to attain his level of being. Verondadek has always been faithful, never rebelled. But Lucifer and his philosophy was meant to cut us off with the entire plan of the divine fractal and its interface and enlivenment with the universe, the becoming divine being. In reality, our final destiny, it will be literally higher than Lucifer at his highest being. So this is something that essentially, you know, was given understanding to. And this is something that you might say every time they look at any individual or mortal origin from our planet, make us a conscious and unconscious, heartfelt selection to traverse time and space and to become a part of the universe citizenry through the method or the gateway that Jesus created. It's a tremendous celebration for many of these celestial beings, but of those who have fallen, or realize that their place will not only be filled by we, but be super imposed upon and even elevated above their fallen positions. And of all people, and this is the reason for the tangential plan.
For all people?
Yes, from this planet. I'm talking from the perspective of Urantia.
Yes.
And it's probably one of the reasons that the troubles in the world continue and you know, divisions continue, because it is a place of development and testing. Anyway.
So are you saying they're testing? The development and testing?
Oh, all the time. I mean, that's something that is, once you make the selection, or you know, you choose to no longer function in this world system according to its rules, mm-hmm. but you have essentially said you want to be part of the celestial government, and want to be the part of a kingdom of heaven, or be with the celestials, be with the those who know love as their guiding factor. Then there's a lot of development, testing, and perfecting. And there's a lot of polishing that goes on. And one of the things about polishing is that you remove in polishing. When you take a rough diamond, you don't polish the diamond and leave all of its material. You literally chip away at it. So it becomes a smaller and smaller, yet more and more beautiful. So we lose a lot of our ego, we lose a lot of our self-centeredness. All of these things are being chipped away, leaving the gloriousness that really is the beauty that is who we are. And that is some of the workmanship that goes on.
The beauty of who we are.
That's hidden under all that mortal animal nature.
Yeah, that's the celestial.
Because it's really the divine fractal within us that's, whose brilliance is being hidden. You know, it was, in biblically it was written down, you know, the world's new, you know, the mystery of godliness has been hid from the ages. It's Christ, the divine fractal in us, the hope of glory, or the hope of fusion and glorification toward divinity.
Mm-hmm. And how do the Celestials feel we're doing as a whole?
They look at the project as a one-by-one service, and there are many, many, many people who have done very well. But as a whole, you must choose yourself out of this world. Because there's a lot of people, believe it or not, who would choose $1 million over, you know, everlasting life. Yeah, just forsake the whole idea.
Oh, I'm sure there
anyway,
is.
Anyway, just, you know, while I'm here, I take what I got, and I'll worry about the other part later, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, you know, they never develop themselves. They never allow for, you know, growth. Be basically a seed that never sprouts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the temporary fix or the something to solve the problems, or they think they solve the problems.
Actually, most of the time, a lot of times, that just makes a bigger one.
Yeah, there's all those reports of people winning those large sums of money, and boy, do they get them in trouble. I mean, the most important thing we have is that we can breathe. Every breath.
Yeah.
That's what we have every day. We just want to clean. We just want to breathe clean air, and we're worried about the others in the world with the evil and making air hard to breathe.
Well, that's just, you know, when I was in Beijing, that's pretty bad. But they had the Olympics there. I thought everybody was going to be in the Olympics, or was going to choke. Never saw such bad smog as Beijing, but at the Olympics. But we're capable of cleaning things up. That's what it showed us. It cleaned it up. You know, all you had to do was, they knew how to do it.
Yeah, well, didn't they just tell the factories just to not
start
up?
Factory. Believe it or not, it was
the cars.
It was agriculture. Yeah.
You mean pesticides?
I mean the air. Dirty air was burning fields.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a way of agriculture. You when you burn, you fertilize, you know, got all the nutrients. You send them right back into the ground. So
like when they burn the sugar canes?
Yeah. Yeah. Sugar cane, if you don't burn, then you start to spend a lot of money on, you know, what would normally not necessarily need to be used, bad types of fertilizers and stuff, which have gone back into the ocean and caused all kinds of problems with coral bleaching, and actually not only coral bleaching, but, you know, causing certain kinds of animals to prosper, causing poisons in animals that never had poisons before. Because of certain diatoms that love to feed on more nutrient-rich water. Anyway, besides the point. I think we're about there anyway. So.
Yes, we're like at the end of the hour, and it's it's always amazing to listen to this, and the view of the universe. The people on Earth really don't look at the universe. They look at their own universe, and their own household, and their own set of problems. But there is a huge picture that we're all involved with.
Mm-hmm.
And. Well, thank you, Michael. This was it's always good to listen to. I just I'm amazed many times.
Yeah, you always say this, but I always tell you that that's part of how how it really works. Your Yurancha book calls it the reflectivity circuit, Holy Spirit reflectivity circuit. But it's an active and real, and it brings forth real-time knowledge. None of it is, composed, is run according to the need, many times, of the audience. And that audience out there, So, anyway, thank you very much for having the time to listen in, and also to realize that the celestials are watching, and they are coming in forms. Some of them are orbs, and some of them are not seen, and some are seen. But ultimately, they're developing us for higher destiny, and that's where they're pointing us.
Well, I'm glad they're pointing us in that direction. It's unique here on this planet, but it's also, I don't know, it's a lot more than interesting to know there's a lot more than just this planet. Well, thank you, Michael, and we'll talk to you next week, and send in some comments. We didn't get to Kathleen's, but we will next time. She wants to ask about some orbs she saw. So, aloha, Michael.
Aloha.